Hello again, Audio Boo. This is going to be my February Day 7 Boo for 2013. Again, question from the questions by Sawyer DB. So today's question was, what book are you currently reading? I'm currently reading The Confessions of Catherine Howard by Susanna Dunn. This is, again, it's a book, it's historical fiction, set in the time of Henry VIII. Catherine Howard was his fifth wife. So, if you've heard some of my other boos, I've done a couple of book reviews, and the last book I reviewed was Wolf Hall, which again is another book set in the time of Henry VIII, except that it's about his second wife, Anne Boleyn, instead of his fifth wife. But obviously they're quite similar in their setting, etc. So I don't normally read two books in quick succession like that are similar. I try to read something different. But I was just on a train and I was bored and I had my iPad and I thought I'll read a bit, and I hadn't got any book on the go, so I just kind of randomly picked one from the list of books that I already had on my iPad that I hadn't read yet. And then I started it, and once I started it, I thought, well, I don't like to start something and stop it. So even though I thought, oh, maybe I should have chosen something different, I thought, no, I'll just carry on now. Slightly worried that I may have somehow missed out the beginning of the book, because I the iPad sets to display the book in quite a large font, but sometimes that can make it a little bit confusing when you're kind of at the beginning of a book and you've got contents pages and things. Sometimes you can be a little bit unsure about exactly where you are, to be honest. So I don't know if I've missed out a few pages at the beginning. I'm going to have to go back and check. But anyway, so far it seems like quite a good book. It's easier to read than Wolf Hall. In the writing style, I found easier to understand. I'm only in the beginning stages of it at the moment, so I don't know what it's going to turn out to be like. But it's a book I've wanted to read for a while. I think I first spotted it when I was at an airport and waiting for a flight, obviously, and had a bit of time to kill, so I went into WH Smith's, I think, and you know, in airports and places like that, they always have loads of books in the WH Smith's. So I think I was wandering around and I saw this book. I think it was just in a hardback at that point. I think it might have been under like bestsellers or something like that, but as I say, it was just hardback. And if I do read a book in print with a magnifying glass or something, I found that hardbacks are just too cumbersome, because you have to hold, if you're holding a magnifying glass with one hand, you're holding the book with the other hand, and holding a hardback in just one hand, it just gets too heavy. So I had to restrict myself to reading paperbacks. Was waiting until it came out in paperback, and then by the time it did, actually, I think I had the iPad, so and I got a gift voucher to use with the iPad to buy some stuff, so I bought some books with it. But it's been sitting on my iPad unread for 2 years, I think. But yeah, I'm starting to read it now, and I will do a book review of it when I have finished it. I haven't really read a lot of historical fiction in the past, apart from Wolf Hall, but is something I find quite interesting, and my usual things that I normally read, I read quite a lot of detective stuff. Big fan of Ian Rankin in his Rebus series, so that's probably what I read the most, is detective stuff. Anyway, I think that's the end of this question for today, so bye for now.